Well, this better be the best tasting beer in the world. You got lucky. Crap.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission: to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Crap.
Operator, give me the number for 911.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion. here? What was that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office, and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Watch your tongue, young man. Watch it.
Everybody, it's old Shaziz here. I'm out here in my mad science laboratory. Hope everybody's doing well out there. I'm sitting here myself combating that evil global warming with some fireplace logs and trying to stay warm and that kind of stuff. Speaking of warm, I run across something the other day because a friend of mine was talking to me about thermoelectricity, and so I did a little bit of research on thermoelectricity. I've actually got a video that I did way back when on thermoelectrics. It's where you take any two different dissimilar metals and you put them together at the end, and you put heat at the junction, and then the two metals will actually create a little bit of a voltage. Most of you who's familiar with what a thermocouple is knows that's the gizmo that goes inside your furnace that actually tells your furnace when to kick on and when to kick off. So when the temperature gets high enough and the voltage gets high enough via the little thermocouple, it will click a little relay that turns your fan on so that your heat box doesn't get too hot and so on and so forth. Some of them are used actually to turn on a gas valve, turn the gas valve off if there's no heat going to it. It's a safety device used to keep you from, like if the pilot light goes out in your furnace, so you ain't got gas filling up your house and then, you know, light a smoke and have an unfortunate explosion, so forth. Anyway, in the process of looking up this idea that he pointed out right there, I came across a what's known as a thermal pile. Now, a thermal pile it's basically the same thing as a thermal couple, except it has a whole bunch of little thermal couples inside of it, and they put out a little bit more voltage. And I actually saw one on eBay that said it put out approximately 750 millivolts, which to me is not very, it's not a lot, but it's not bad either, because these things can actually be ran in series. If you've done any research on the Peltier element, then you'll notice that they are set up to either do hot or cold. One side gets cold, the other side gets hot, and you can actually extract electricity via Peltier element. Like, for example, if you put one on the window and then it's warm inside your house, that heat difference would actually create a little bit of voltage that you could use to charge things up with. Anyway, these thermal piles have my attention because they, you know, at 750 millivolts, I'm thinking that you ought to be able to take and run a bunch of these in series and actually get some pretty decent voltage out of it. You know, the millivolt range ain't a whole lot, like I said, but, you know, adding them all together, it's kind of like putting a couple double A's or triple A batteries together and ramping that voltage up. Now, there's a book out there called The Boy Electrician. It was made back in about 1917, I believe it was. And inside this is a whole lot of little experiments that they used to have the kids could do these experiments out of this book. And so if you get an opportunity, you can download that. I put a video up earlier on my YouTube channel, and it has a link in the description portion of it that will allow you to download that PDF format and actually get that book for free. So if you want, go check that out. And I think it's a really, really interesting read. Anyway, I give the invitation to a lot of my YouTube subscribers that if they wanted to call in and ask questions and stuff like that, just add me on your Skype as a contact. That's Shaziz, S-H-A-Z-I-Z-Z, just like you see it there. And you're more than welcome to call in live. And tomorrow, the Knights of the Round Table, hopefully we get a bunch of knights around the table. We usually do, and get a pretty good show together with a lot of information coming in all different directions. That's what it's all about. But I'm going to do a little bit more research into the whole thermoelectrics. I'm pretty fascinated with thermal at the moment because of the old pop-pop boat contest that we're actually getting ready to put together, Cultus and I and some other folks behind the scenes. And Virtual Labs is coming around, and we got Mark Dancy's helped us out with a few things on that there, and hopefully we'll get Virtual Labs up and running so that people can see real-time experiments coming from labs from all over the world, and together we can actually troubleshoot problems and try to find the what would be the holy grail of free or alternative energy. See, the whole world, we're swimming in a sea of energy, and the energy can be gotten from all kinds of different directions. Anytime you heat something up, it believe it or not, it actually creates a magnetic field, because as it's being heated up, those electrons and protons and neutrons in there, and they're rattling around to some extent. So heat is light, and light is heat, vice versa. So there's energy to be gotten from heating things up. So with these thermal piles being a little bit better than the actual thermocouple, but not necessarily as good as maybe, say, the Peltier element, I think that you could actually get some really usable voltage out of there. You see in this video where I was actually charging a capacitor. Now keep in mind the volt range was down in the millivolts, and got a thumbs down on it already, by the way. I got somebody out there I believe hates my guts because they seem to thumb down everything. Even if it's a good video, I'm not even sure they even watch it. I think they just put the thumb in there. That's all right. They're entitled to their own opinion, but the whole concept of me actually putting that video up there wasn't to be some sort of spectacular discovery or anything like that. It was just you're adding all kinds of different information into the pot whenever you're talking about alternative energy such as wind generation or solar or hydro or thermal or whatever. You know, everything counts. And I don't believe in putting all your eggs in one basket, so to speak, because if you got a little windy day, you want to grab some of that wind and put it into some battery banks using some wind generating systems. If you got a sunny day, some solar cells to do the same. And using the Earth battery, you can get a little bit of juice out that way. So just by using some basic concepts that are known to function in nature, then you can actually get free energy. Now, everybody argues the fact that, oh, well, it's not free energy because you got to pay for the solar panel. Well, sure you do, unless you figure out a way to make them. And there's actually some folks out there who were making their own solar panels with a mixture of raspberries and some other stuff. But either way, learn the basics of electricity, learn the basic science of chemistry and mechanics and stuff like that, and using all these things in conjunction with one another, there's no reason why you couldn't get completely off the grid. Now, most folks might think I'm flat out insane, but that's all right too, because I guess that's why they call it mad science, because I argue with the best of them. But anyway, I'm still working on my plasma reactor that I may have to scrap the one I got and start building off fresh, because I've just had too many problems with the one I've got. I'm fully confident that if I can get me a decent plasma reactor put together, that I can produce a massive amount of energy off the scale. And so that's why I'm pretty intent on completing that project. Using the Tesla coil, that's some old technology, but it was good technology that still works today. I mean, you got cell phones and radios of all different sorts, TVs and transmissions. There's signals flying through right as we're speaking. And so, the wireless energy is going on. Tesla did it, and there's more to it than meets the eye. So with that said, I'm going to continue with my plasma research. I fully believe that's where it's going to be. And in the meantime, I'm going to tinker around with a bunch of little different ideas and some old ideas from the past. I noticed that a friend out there off of YouTube, Photo Induction, he ended up with a mercury arc rectifier. I'd love to get my hands on one of those if anybody knows where one's setting off in the shed somewhere. Because essentially that was the first plasma reactor. And it's actually built to be the actual first diode that changed AC current into DC current. And so with that said, it was some pretty impressive technology way back when. Give me a drink of my coffee here. Got to have a good hot cup of coffee early in the morning. So if there's anyone out there that wants to call in, you got plenty of time to do so. And we can talk about just about anything under the sun, alternative energy, and then some. But like I said, on this whole thermal electrics deal, The trick to me, for me, is to try to get as much usable energy out of waste energy. See, there's a lot of waste energy that goes on in even the electric motors. You know, electric motors usually fail whenever the insulation in the copper coating of the wire basically melts off, and then it no longer makes a good coil of wires shorten out inside there. And so you got a lot of heat energy that could be dispersed into something else to, you know, maybe generate a secondary system of some sort. Like, instead of wasting that heat via the electric motor, you tap into it with maybe some thermal couples and use it to run a couple small gauges or something. Back in the old days, they used to have this thing called a pyrometer. I think I'm saying that right. Yeah, it's pyrometer. P-Y-R-O-M-E-T-E-R. Now, this thing doesn't have any batteries whatsoever. All right, and they've been around for quite some time. Essentially, what it has is a basically like a thermocouple style wire on the end of it, and then whenever you put it to anything, the heat transfer creates electricity that creates a magnetic field around a little coil of wire inside a needle, and then the needle across the magnet actually shows you the temperature of whatever it is that you're measuring. So then pyrometers show that you can actually get work out of thermoelectrics. So I'm a firm believer that anything can be made on a small scale, could be scaled up or scaled down, however you want to look at it, whichever way is going to work best for you. So anyway, you know, I've been racking my brain on that kind of deal, and knowing that you can actually get that needle to move using just nothing but heat alone, tells me that there's other possibilities there to, you know, create a strong enough magnetic field to, who knows, maybe even turn a motor. It's just going to be a little bit of experiment. And that's one of the purposes for virtual labs, you know. You come across an idea like this, and nobody's going to laugh at you here at Shaziz Radio. If you got an idea you think may or may not sound stupid, in my book, there's no such thing as a stupid idea unless it, you know, has a stupid result. So, you know, if you got a question, call in and let's talk about it. Or, you know, when we get virtual labs up and running, you can show us what you're doing in your lab, and we can find out, you know, right out of the gate where the problems are, and troubleshoot them together, and maybe give you the missing piece to the puzzle to solve the so-called energy crisis of the world, which I am not a believer that in the fact of any kind of energy crisis. As far as I'm concerned, it's just a from top to the bottom of those guys up there at the power company and the fuel industries and auto industries and all the different major corporations that feel it necessary to make an entire amount of money off of the hard workings of all the individuals around the globe. Instead of trying to benefit society, if they were seriously worried about this so-called global warming / climate change, which keeps changing every time the weather changes so that it sounds plausible so that you'll pay taxes on it, instead of being worried enough to, let's say, put a carburetor out there that burns less fuel and goes farther, you know, like back during Henry Ford's time, whenever they built the first cars, the carburetors would get several hundred miles out of a gallon of fuel. You know, all these things are possible. Stan Myers built a car that would literally run on water. And you tell people that these days, and they look at you like you're some sort of knucklehead. How is it going to get a car to run out on water? And if he was able to get this car to run on water, wouldn't they have done it already by now? You know, that just drives me freaking insane when people say that, because the fact is, no, they wouldn't do it even if they knew they could do it, because if they did it, then if you could run your car on water straight out of the gate with things that you could buy off the store shelves, then they wouldn't make no money on their fuel. You know, they got to sell that black gold, the Texas tea, the oil. They got to sell it. And the only way they're going to sell it is if there's a market for it. And right now there's a huge market for it because everyone needs fuel for the car. But if you look at the basic science and the basic chemistry of the whole deal, water is hydrogen. Two parts hydrogen, one part oxygen. You separate the two and you have a highly combustible and a highly flammable elements separated. You'd be surprised to find that was in common table salt. Go do a little bit of research about that. You might think twice about eating table salt if you knew what the capabilities of separating its elements were. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. All the monkey business going on out here in the alternative energy community. You got knuckleheads out there making so-called free energy devices that are putting little batteries, hiding them inside of little tiny motors and making it look like this doggone thing's running itself. And all that's doing is hindering the average Joe who's really trying to do some serious research. I find it to be very frustrating. So on a video like that, when somebody's actually trying to show everyone how to scam someone else, I would thumb that video down. On my video, on the other hand, I can't see why anybody would thumb it down unless they just didn't want anybody to know that there is means by which you can actually extract electricity out of the doggone heat. So we figured out you can get heat out of the dirt, you can get electricity out of the dirt, you can get electricity out of heat, you can get electricity out of wind, you can get electricity out of solar. You can separate the elements of water and get two flammable materials, but yet we can't solve the world's energy crisis. That's why I call it mad science. It is mad science. If you and I can figure out a way to blow up our labs, you know, making hydrogen using the electrolysis process, you think that the corporations and the big wigs up there and all these automobile companies wouldn't figure this out by now? Sure they know it. They damn well know it. They know that back in the old days, the farmers used to inject water into their tractors after they got them up to operating temperature. They knew that. They knew that the Mercury Arc rectifier was the very first plasma reactor ever created. That thing has amazing capabilities beyond the scale of what you can possibly imagine as far as producing more electricity than can be used. The whole nuclear industry has been scammed. You know, you hear all these horror stories about, you know, Fukushima, you're going to die because of the radiation and all this and that. Where's all the corpses? You know? Where Chernobyl went off and Hiroshima, Nagasaki, it was all said. You know, you couldn't go in there for 100 years after the doggone bomb went off because everything would be radioactive. People who lived next to uranium mines being told that, you don't want to drink the water around here because you'll glow in the dark. But yet they've lived there all their life and they're doing just fine. They go get physical with the doctor and the doctor says they're healthy, but yet the average Joe just kind of takes the word of the mainstream scientist. And it really pisses me off because the mainstream scientists who should be there to be unbiased to the facts and actually do things to benefit society let things pass that they know are wrong and fudge the numbers to make them seem like they're right in order to be able to keep the funding that they get from any government agency or any corporation that may or may not want a particular device or idea out there on the market. So, it's all plain and simple to me. It's all common sense. You know, everyone's out there looking for zero-point energy. They're looking for the Holy Grail, but they're looking in the wrong damn direction. For Pete's sake, I've been messing around with electricity for God knows all my life, since I was 9 years old. And I'm just now finding out about a thermal pile? Seriously? You know, I knew what a thermocouple was, and I knew about thermal electricity. But I didn't know that a thermopile was one that would produce even more energy than a thermocouple. So these devices, they're still out there. They're in all different directions. I just found out about the pop-pop boat not too long ago. You know, that's a little steam engine, a little steam engine toy that's been around for years. Using that basic concept, you can build on basic concepts. You can build on basic concepts of thermal, the steam engine, the Stirling engine, the wood gasifier. All these things that I've talked about have been used. They've all been used. These aren't you know, science fiction. These are science fact. These are proven technologies throughout the entire generations that have either been suppressed, put off to the side, or not talked about, just or not even known. Everyone knows about steam engines. We started off our boats. The ship I was on in the Navy was a steam engine. Had four boilers in there, and that thing pushed around a big steel ship all over the freaking globe, man. Stirling engines, basically hot air and cold air expanding and contracting, moving a diaphragm and turning a shaft, which turns a generator. And wood gasifiers, they used them back in World War II. Whenever they were running low on fuel, they couldn't get fuel in there. They would burn firewood in the back of the truck and take the wood gas off of that and run it straight into the intake and run it just like it was fuel. People think, you know, well, how can you do that? Well, just about everything out here on this planet is carbon-based. Think about it. It's basic science. So you can burn just about anything. There's an old survival tactic that you can use down wherever there's a creek or something like that, where there's an overhang of where the water had washed out the dirt underneath there, and you got roots exposed down there. When roots rot, they let off heat. And my buddy Muddy Muddy Mud Man, he's always talking about where you can throw compost out there and put pipes under there and get 180 degree water coming out of there, because when that compost is rotten, it's actually producing heat. So nature's provided all the energy. And, you know, we have tools, technology, resources. You might have some parts over at your shop that I don't have over here, and I might have some parts that you don't have. And so when we get virtual labs up and running, I want to take everyone on a tour of my lab to show them what I have that they may or may not be able to use. You know, there might be something that I've got that I don't need, but they might need it for one of their projects. And so with virtual labs, and I take them on a virtual tour of my lab, and I show them everything that is in my lab. I've got old vacuum tubes. I've got salt tablets and copper filings and copper granulars. And I've got copper wire and just about everything under the sun that you can possibly imagine. Sometimes I don't have what I need. But like I said, if we had the virtual labs up and running, when we get that up and running and we start taking each other on the quest for finding free energy together and troubleshooting our ideas with one another, we can see what each other's got and barter and trade or whatever and ship things back and forth to one another. I just got through shipping my buddy Cultus off some neon sign transformers, four of them. They should be getting into Utah and then heading on out to Australia, and then he'll have them and he can use them for his experiments. And so, you know, with that said, there's individuals out there helping all the other guys out there in the alternative energy community, and so we just need to keep that ball rolling. Anyway, I'm going to take a quick music break and throw on a couple tunes and go let my dog out. Stay tuned. Peace and love. If you want to call in, I'll be listening for your dial.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Every time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and a carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop. Children, what's that sound?
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. Is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. Grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women moan, boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. Came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, 'cause the country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. We can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
It's old Shaziz here, out here in my mad science laboratory. There's a lot of good things going on in the world. All you got to do is keep faith. Hey, thanks for posting that pop boat video on there for me, Christy. I appreciate that. Anyway, for those of you listening in on Awake Radio and No Borders Radio and all the other networks out there, I don't always have those chat rooms up while I'm running because of the basically the processor that I got in this old computer ain't very good, so I got to try to keep it going, you know. Anyway, so if you guys got a comment or something, you want to jump over there to Shaziz chat room or call me up on Skype and talk about whatever it is that's on your mind in the world of alternative energy or just in the world in general. Because everybody knows with Shaziz Mad Science, I don't just talk about just free energy. I talk about all the madness going on in the world. See, I think that free energy is the key to freedom, total freedom to everybody out there. I believe that if we can bring energy to all the third world countries and things like food and resources that they need, I think we can solve a lot of the world's problems. And I believe one of the stepping stones is going to be in the alternative energy, you know. I got my friend Steve. He works on gardening, and he does some in-house gardening, and he's working with different grow lights and stuff like that. And so with that said, he could sure use an energy source that would keep those lights going. Some time back, he was supposed to send me some of the bulbs that he uses so that I can use alternative methods by which to energize those bulbs and run some tests for him, but I'm guessing he hadn't got around to that just yet. Anyway, I was talking about thermoelectrics. It's one of the methods by which you could actually get some usable electricity out of there if done correctly. And I'm always looking for different little gizmos. Like I did a video on the Bueller motor, and the other day somebody gave me an old electric fan out of a Buick. And it's pretty nifty. It's a little permanent magnet motor. It's got its own fan blade on there already, and I was sitting there messing around with it. It's just like a ready-built generator right out of the gate. So maybe if somebody wanted to modify one to a little bit or whatever, you could actually just with it, with the way it is, if you got enough wind power going around, you can turn that into a little wind generator. I mean, you sit there, spin it with your finger, and get all the way up to a volt of electricity just by spinning it with your finger. So, you know, any permanent magnet motor can be turned into a generator, and so many different methods that you can use. But I'm always looking for things like that. Any old gizmos that have parts in there, like the old coolers that have the Peltier elements in there, and you know, there's so many different things on microwave ovens. I've talked in the past about how you can use different parts out of microwave ovens to build generators and stuff. All these are videos that's on my YouTube channel out there. If you go to www.youtube.com/Aziz, and you know, if you want to subscribe, you can keep up to date with all the different videos that I'm putting out. Now, of course, this this last video that I put out here called Thermoelectric, I already got me a thumbs down on that one. Somebody just didn't, it wasn't good enough for them for some reason. But, you know, that's okay. It's just basic science, and it was something that I was had on my mind that I wanted to share with everybody about thermoelectrics. You can get, you know, with any two dissimilar metals, you can get electricity out of it by heating the junction points of there. But what I wanted to be able to do was get more electricity out of it. And knowing that a thermocouple would get a bit of voltage, I had no idea up until, you know, I started doing the research, and in there was a thing out there called a thermopile, which actually is a whole bunch of thermocouples all into one little deal. And so I looked out there on eBay, and I found one out there. They range anywhere from $30-$40 up for one of these thermal piles, but they'll produce 750 milliamps is one of the ones that I saw. Of course, that don't sound like a lot, but if you work the system right and you have multiples of these into a firebox or some sort of heat source, if you go look at that PDF, I put a link on my video for the thermoelectric, and down in the description there is a link, and you can download the PDF format of a book that was made back in the 1917 called The Boy Electrician, and it shows a bunch of experiments and even shows things like electric motors and magnetos and stuff like that. There's all kinds of different experiments in there that have to do with electricity, so it's a pretty good wealth of knowledge from just a little kid's book. But see, that's the difference between the education back then and the education now. You don't see all these how-to chemistries and how-to electricity and things that really taught real science to the kids back then. You know, now you barely scratch the surface if you do an experiment making a volcano out of dish soap or baking soda or something like that, you know, something that is perfectly safe because everyone's worried they're going to get sued or somebody's going to get hurt, so you got to put baking soda in there and make you a volcano that spews bubbles out instead of fire or brimstone or whatever. Anyway, if you think I'm kidding, go back and get you some old science books from back in the 1920s and the 1950s and 60s and stuff like that, and then go to a modern day school and match these books side by side and see the difference in them. They taught real things back then. All these different things that I'm talking about, like the mercury arc rectifier, this isn't new technology. You know, burning water in an engine, that's not new technology. Even Stan Myers you know, couldn't say that it was new technology and claim it all for his. Now, what he did do is get patents on his designs on how to separate the hydrogen and the oxygen in there. But it does work. You can burn soda water in your car. You know, they talk about whenever you're doing hydrogen cells that you got to put something like baking soda in there, some sort of catalyst that will actually make it to, you know, the water more conductive so that you can actually get the electrolysis process to go faster and put off more hydrogen. They were talking about the need for hydrogen on demand, you know. And some folks was arguing about how, you know, it takes too much energy to get enough hydrogen and this and that. Well, Stan Myers figured out a way to do it. There's multiple ways of separating the hydrogen and the oxygen. Some people do it with radio waves. Some people do it with lasers. Some people do it with heat. Some people do it with high voltage. There's so many different methods by which you can separate the hydrogen and oxygen. And once again, it goes back to the whole, if I can do this in my lab on a small scale, you can imagine what the governments of the world and all the corporations and, you know, big money-making corporations that make vehicles and burn fossil fuels or whatever. So I'm saying to the governments of the world, to the FBI, the CIA, the DEA, and all the different secret government organizations and societies out there, stop BSing the people. I mean, if you really give a damn about the so-called global warming slash climate change, then use some of this damn technology. The Earth is three-quarters covered in water, for Pete's sake. And don't give me the whole deal, well, if we start burning water in our car, the doggone water is going to be gone. Really? Because once you burn it in your car, the only exhaust that comes out is water. So, you know, it's just to me, it's nutty. So I'm waiting around. So far, ain't nobody called in. Everybody must be snoozing because it's been like a busy month or a busy year, and everybody's like wore out or something. See my buddy Dublin come on there. Maybe he'll call in. But anyway, there's all kinds of ways out there, man. And if you know these things, then you know the companies know them too. And they just don't want these things getting out on the market because it's just going to hit them in the wallet. And when you hit them in the wallet, they don't like that. So we know we can burn water. We know we can get energy from the wind. We know we can get energy from the sun. We know we can get energy from the dirt. We know we can get energy from any motion that nature makes. Rushing water, raging rivers, you know. Go look at all the hydroelectric dams. They took advantage of the dam to build a hydroelectric where the water falls and goes through turbines and turns big generators, which produces electricity. So what you can do on a small scale, they did on a large scale. The only difference being is the average Joe essentially been dumbed down to not even know about the basic science of electricity. You could turn your water spouts, your downspouts at your house, you know, but it's got water pressure as that water's rushing down through there. You can turn little turbines in there and charge up batteries. So with all that said, the only reason why you're not off the power grid is A, because to buy the equipment that you need to tap in and run all the inefficient appliances that have been created for you, it's expensive. Solar, you could start off cheap with solar and work your way up, you know. One little 40-watt solar panel will charge as many batteries as you can attach to it. You know, it's just a matter. Run them all in parallel, charge them up, and once they get charged up, you'll have a golden point by which you'll be able to run off that, and before the thing ever even gets a chance to charge up the sun, or before it ever gets a chance to go completely dead, the sun's already up and recharging it again. So you can get the system set up cheap that will run your stuff 24/7. Now, if you're an energy hog and you're trying to run an entire shop and or town off a 140-watt solar panel, then that's not going to occur. That's obvious. But to run things like lighting around your house or a fan for your wood-burning stove and stuff like that, if you want to be completely off the grid, that's the way to go to start for cheap. And then you build yourself a wind turbine. You can build wind turbines out of old ceiling fans, old electric motors off of automobiles for the doggone heater or the radiator fan. Any permanent magnet motor can be turned and create electricity. You can find permanent magnet motors in everything from printers to, you know, electric cars, motor scooters, and you name it. So the technology is already there. If you can't find free energy, you're simply not looking hard enough. Now, see, here's the misnomer in the whole alternative energy research development. Everyone is looking for the holy grail of electricity, which essentially is like zero point energy, where you get out more than you're putting in. You know? Over unity. You're getting out more than you put in. Well, you know, I don't necessarily need to get out more than I'm putting in. I just need to get out enough to run what it is that I need to run. If I want to run one 25-watt electric bulb, 12-volt, 25-watt electric bulb for multiple hours, I need to have a decent battery bank, and I need to have this thing charge up. And so instead of having one battery, I'll put two or three batteries in line, and I'll get more time out of it. And while the sun's up, it's charging my battery. And when the sun's down and I need my light, then I have my light. It's basic, plain and simple, you know. Start off with what you need and worry about all the rest later. See, everybody's all concerned about being able to get it to where you can put your entire house off the grid, and you can't do it because you don't have the money. You get frustrated and you're tired of hearing people talk about free energy because nothing's free. Well, once you get the equipment that you need, it is indeed free energy. And that's all there is to it. You know, I own my solar panel. Every time I use my solar panel, I don't have to pay for it anymore. You know, there's companies out there that are trying to literally charge you for the use of your own equipment. Just like they're trying to charge you for breathing, and charge you for when it rains, if you collect the water, try to charge you for if you're going to grow your own garden. See, this is the way the system works. If it's free, they're going to figure out a way to charge you for it so that they can have money. Now, to me, that's not a good business partner. When you got a government that wants to tax you out of existence and wants to regulate you away from being able to be self-independent, then that's not a representative government. You know? Why wouldn't the government want me to be able to grow my own garden? Why wouldn't the government want me to be able to produce my own electricity? Why wouldn't the government want me to be able to build a car that doesn't pollute? Because the moment that the government gets me completely independent, then I no longer need the government, and they're out of job. So they have to keep us dependent on them at all times. Otherwise, then we are free and independent. You see what I'm saying, folks? You know, if they really gave it down and they really were there to be true representatives of the people, then they would look into all these alternative energy ideas instead of suppressing them under the guise of so-called national security, share the information freely, and teach it in school. But the folks at the top that actually run the whole schmear, you know, the bankers up there who are manipulating the governments of the world and steering them down the direction that they want the world to go in, and you hear the big wigs talking about depopulating the planet because there's too many people on the planet. You don't hear those same representatives offering to do themselves in. But yet, they want to depopulate the planet. They want to do it via vaccinations. They want to do it via starvations and war and everything else like that. It's my view that Mother Nature's in control. And if things get out of whack, nature will take care of business. It's not the government's freaking right, or it's not their job to try to figure out a way to depopulate the doggone planet. I mean, they sure as hell haven't succeeded with anything else they've tried. And the only thing I've ever seen the governments of the world do is cause death and destruction to everyone out there. They send young men and women to war in foreign countries, and they come back and they're losing legs and brains and everything else, and they're suffering and struggling, and the promises that they made to the veterans of the world are not being kept. They treat you like trash. Now don't get me wrong, there's a lot of good people out there in the Veterans Administration that really are good-hearted individuals that really care about their job and they're doing what they can, but they still have red tape that they got to go through. They got governments wanting them to spy information from you, and they want to try to do whatever they can to try to take away, just like the insurance companies. The insurance companies out there, they want to try to take away as much money as they have to pay you. They want to try to take away before you ever even get it. Oh, well, you know, it was the act of God that fell on your house over there. Even though you got insurance for that, we can't pay you because it was an act of God. Why'd I buy insurance? So now you're forced into, over here in America, forced into health care. You have a first time in American history, a government forcing you to buy something. Now, they always forced you to pay your taxes, under threat of the jackbooted thugs coming in there, kicking your door in and beating Granny Toothless if she wasn't already. But the whole deal about mad science is that I look there and I see all this stuff and all this knowledge, and it just drives me freaking insane because everybody's sitting around pissing and moaning why they can't get free energy. It's there. It's been there all along. You know, there's a whole lot more to this world than meets the eye, and I fully 150,000% beyond a shadow of doubt aim to prove it. You know, it's just, how do you get an entire world who has been so used to being bullied around, dumbed down, treated like total trash, and how do you get them to the mindset to where they truly know what freedom even is and or want true freedom? You know, it just, it's mind-boggling. It's flat-out mind-boggling. I see the world how it could be, and I see how it is, and I see all these corporations that are still getting filthy, stinking rich. You got these organizations out there, Occupy Wall Street. They go down there and they occupy it all right. And then here comes the lawman, all dressed up like Nazi stormtroopers. Kicks them around a bit, pepper sprays them, sends some people in there to disrupt the whole peaceful process, and basically start toting people off to jail. So there was your representation from your government. That's the executive branch of government. The police are the executive branch. And so they go out there and essentially execute the laws. And sometimes they execute the individual too. So, where do we go from here? Do we start a worldwide revolt? What good's that going to do? Because 9 times out of 10, the average Joe doesn't have the equipment necessary to go up against these knuckleheads, even though they're in the minority. A guy with a machine gun can do a whole lot more damage than a guy with a pitchfork up against an army. No, we're talking about a revolution of the mind. We're talking about actually taking individuals and listening to them. You know, I got friends in Australia, and I got friends in Ireland and Spain and all over the world, and we come together and we share ideas on the Knights of the Round Table, and, you know, no ideas off the table. So it might sound a little wild, you know. I talked about trying to build a man-made tornado by running hot air over, or, yeah, cold air over hot air to get it to create a vortex. Well, it works in nature, so why wouldn't it work in you know, in the real life? You know, everything that from electricity to whatever You know, nature's already showed you how to do it. Nobody would have ever figured it out. Heck, they probably wouldn't have discovered gravity until somebody got hit in the head with an apple. What goes up must come down, so don't throw a rock up straight up above you and look up at it. Anyway, those are all common sense, madness kind of things. Go check out my latest video. And for Pete's sake, if you're going to thumb me down on my videos, at least give me some sort of explanation why you thumb me down. I mean, a lot of these folks out here that bring this information together, they spend a lot of time and research and their own personal, resources to put these videos together. And, you know, if you think the video sucks because of the video quality or the sound quality, just come on there and say, yeah, you know, I thumbed you down because your sound quality sucked, you know, or I thumbed you down because you didn't comb your hair. Something like that, you know, just anything. Don't just do that drive-by thumb down, I hate your video and run off kind of deal. So I think there's some knucklehead out there that just doesn't like old Shazizz, and I can't understand why, because I really don't try to make any enemies. So anyway, if you want to call in, you're always welcome to call in. Just add Shazizz on as your contact on Skype and call in live. And, talk about what it is. If you got a project that you're working on, I've got a few friends out there I hadn't heard from for a bit that I hope I get to hear from pretty soon. See how their projects are going on. Got Russ over at RW Research. He's a really good guy. Go over and check out his channel. Or go over and check out Desert Experimenter, my buddy Cultist. You know, he's got a lot of projects that he's working on. And Muddy Mud Man over there on YouTube as well. Muddy's also a host that was on here right before I came on. So a lot of good folks out there. A lot of good folks working in alternative energy, alternative medicine, alternative food, and, you know, just basically trying to help one another out. That's what all these networks are for. You know, we got We Roar Radio and No Borders and Awake Radio and Shazizz Radio and multiple other networks rebroadcasting, restreaming, plus the podcaster up there. So at your own leisure, you can jump up there and listen in on a podcast on a show you may or may not have missed. Some of the hosts out there probably need to put their podcast up. I noticed there's a few of them that didn't get them going. But anyway, you know, that's information that you could still be sharing with folks out there. So all the radio hosts out there, if you got a podcast of a good show, you should put it up there and share with the world, because it's 24/7. You go over there and check out Shazizz Mad Science there, and there's links to just about everything under the sun. And even here on Shazizz Radio, the reason why, I keep saying about all these different networks, go over there and look underneath the show host section. And you'll see that there's not just Shazizz Radio listed under there. If you go on the show host section and you click on that button right there, shows and host, well, you can go down and you'll see all the different people up there, the host of the radio shows. And then you click on there, there's a one that says click on for alternative radio players. Down underneath that particular section, you'll notice that there's more than just one radio station on there. So if you got your own radio network out there and want your network listed on there, just give me a holler and we'll throw you up a little banner ad on there with a link to your radio show. Because here's the thing, I don't want people just coming over here just to listen to what I got to say. I want them to listen to what everyone has to say. That's the key. We got to listen to everybody. You know, there's so many different ideas out there. You know, we got to keep on listening. We got to keep on studying. We got to keep on respecting one another. And if we're going to make this world a better place, we got to listen. We got to take these ideas and put them together and do something with them. You know, it ain't going to do no good just sitting around talking about it. But I bring it to the table for you. I put some videos out there. I give you a platform here on Shazizz Radio that if you got an idea, you want to get out there and share it with somebody. Heck, even if you just got something good to say, or maybe you want to read a poem, or you got a song that you just wrote or whatever, and you want people to be able to hear it. You know, send me an MP3 of your song to Shazizz@yahoo.com. And I'll put it up on the Auto DJ. You'll be playing live 24/7 whenever ain't nobody else broadcasting the show. And heck, if they like your song, they'll probably play it on their show as well. So Shazoo's Radio Network is about expressing all your ideas and views and opinions, and you know, you're sharing your talents and your good ideas with everybody out there. And to me, I don't think that's a bad thing. It's worth the effort to put all this stuff together in order to try to benefit society. Because like I said so many times before, we are the founding fathers, the mothers, the sisters, the brothers, the aunts, the uncles, the cousins of our children and our children's children of the future. And what we do today will define the world that they live in tomorrow. Now, we can either sit back and allow the global elite of the world to just dominate us to the point where they start exterminating us at their own free will, and they got little microchips in our skull, and they can track us around, and if we disagree, they shut us up, or they close our bank account down, starve us out. He who controls the food controls the planet. He who controls the water controls the planet. He who has the gold makes the rules. That's the way society is. And until we change that mindset, you're going to hear some crazy old guy on Shazoo's Mad Science raising a ruckus. Because that's just not going to cut it for me, man. You know, there's so much that could be done in this world. Don't take no 30 years to solve starvation. It don't take forever and a day to bring about peace. Peace never came from the end of the barrel of a gun. It never came from the end of a bomb. And there is no such thing as collateral damage out there. You know, you either killed somebody or you didn't kill them. You can't profess to want to save the children on one side of the planet while you're bombing the crap out of the other children on the opposite side of the planet, because those children over there are just as important to humanity as the children in any other country. And so, you know, with that said, these jackasses out here that supposedly the ruling class, wise individuals who college educated, you know, smart people, they want to tell you what you can believe and what you can't believe. They want to tell you what you can eat and what you can't eat. They want to tell you what you can wear and what you can't wear. They want to tell you what you can say and what you can't say. Now, granted, I don't believe in total anarchy, because then every knucklehead be running around doing whatever the hell they damn well please, and no matter who got hurt. So you got to have some sort of rules in society. But the rule book got thicker than the book of life. There's more rules and regulations out there, and they don't do nothing but keep somebody down, you know. How you gonna benefit the world if you look over an idea that supposedly you wanted to begin with, but you can't do it because now the oil company's mad because they're not making as much money? So you can burn water, you can get wind power, you can get power out of the dirt. You can get thermoelectrics, hydroelectrics, it just goes on. Little simple basic science, proven technology that does exist. So once again, if you can't find free energy, you're simply not looking for it hard enough. Now, the science geeks out there, the super science geeks of the world, looking for over unity / zero point energy, been bouncing their heads off the wall, arguing back and forth amongst each other, instead of taking that knowledge that was in their head and focusing it in on what we know works already. Instead of going and saying, look, here's a solar panel. It's not efficient. So let's go see if we can find zero point energy. Okay, that's a good idea. Let's go. And so they head off. They try to find zero point energy. They could have took the knowledge and the mathematics skills to figure out that, hey, wait a second, if we cool this solar panel down, it will become even more efficient. if we take some of the energy off of this solar panel and we use it to turn this or do that, then we can make it even more efficient. We can store this energy in a larger battery bank and make it even more efficient. And since we need this to charge faster, instead of using the old style capacitors, we'll go up with the super caps, the boost caps, and we'll charge it even quicker and make it even more efficient. So instead of focusing on what they already know works perfect, or even with a slight flaw, but working out the bugs and getting it to be super efficient so that now you could do it all with solar if you wanted, or all with wind. They sit around and calculate all the equations that they can get their hands on and argue back and forth who was right, whether Cauchy was right or Bedini was right, or, you know, there's so many different names in the alternative energy world. It's just insane. And, you know, you got to figure out which ones are the disinformants and which ones are the ones that are just trying to make some doggone money. I always say, if they're trying to sell you a free energy device, walk away, because you don't need to pay for something that nature's already provided for free. You can get electricity out of midair, for Pete's sake. Go up and look at old Tesla's radiant energy patent. There's so many different patents out there that have been overlooked. Take some time to sit down and read and study some of this stuff. If you really want to find the holy grail of free electricity, it's there. It's been there. It's been there since probably even all the way back to the Egyptians, because it is kind of ironic that in one of their little buildings there, they had what looked like an incandescent light bulb. Looked like they had a light bulb before Edison had a light bulb. And then they even had these things they called Baghdad batteries that seemed to be like chemical batteries. So who am I to say? I mean, there wasn't no soot up the wall, so there was no soot up the wall. That means they weren't burning torches in there. And if they were burning torches in there, I bet that place was smoky as heck and they all looked like they were stoned. Because you got smoke in your eye. But either way, the technology's been around. You know, maybe the technology was so far advanced, even further than what it is now. And maybe society done blew itself up because the leaders back then did the same thing the leaders today are doing. It's all mad science, man. Energy from the dirt. So, somebody, tell me why it is that the doggone elite keeps spinning the world around in circles. Tell me why it is that we haven't been able to solve starvation. Tell me why it is that we still have all these wars. Why every time you turn around, there's another tax. There's another representative trying to take over the world, to dominate. Secret societies out there, the Freemasons, the Illuminatis. You got the Planet Xers, you got the doggone pole shifters. You got so many different doomsdays that's coming down the damn pipeline. So every day's a doomsday. And yet, the preppers out there are probably the only ones who are actually doing anything towards trying to find a way to get 100% off the grid. They're looking for every idea under the sun. I'm giving you all the ideas I got, and then some. And so, you know, what you do with it, that's up to you. But I think we can do a whole lot more. I think with virtual labs and with the all these networks working together, the cooperation from people from all over the globe, from anywhere from Canada to Australia to Ireland to Scotland, I think that all of us together, putting our brilliant minds together, can accomplish anything under the sun. This is the dream that I have here for Shaziz Radio. Is to bring all these brilliant minds from all over the globe, from Africa to Mexico, everywhere. Bring us all together. And let's do things, not ask for permission from any doggone elite out there. They're going to try to figure out their ways by which to regulate us and shut us down. But we just pop up another network. With this one network right here, Shazizz Radio, if you took Shazizz Radio out today, No Borders would still be going tomorrow. If you took them out, Awake Radio would be going. And another network would pop up. And then another network would pop up. And then old Shazizz would come up from behind and pop another one up. You can't shut the people up because Pandora's box is now open. People have had a taste of freedom. They've had a taste of technology. They're discovering and rediscovering new and old and lost and suppressed technology. And you ain't never going to shut us up, no matter how hard you try. So, I'm looking for a tune right here. And it just had a word connected on it. So, I think since we're all connected out there and the we're connected to the internet, we're actually still connected to the power grid. And if they shut the power grid off, so what? Who cares? It ain't gonna bother me if they shut the power grid off. I'll just send some juice back down the line. Share with my neighbors. So, I'm just gonna play a song real quick. If anybody wants to call in, it's Shazizz on Skype. Peace and love.
Will someone try open up your eyes? You must be blind if you can't see the gaping hole called reality. Wanna do it again? I'm gonna do it again.
looking right to all you freaks from the rock. That's Christmas beginning, you know why. Christmas beginning now tonight. Move your body from left to right to all you freaks from the rock. That's Christmas beginning, you know why. Everybody will be dancing to the beat on the floor. You will encounter situations never thought of before. Satisfaction's guaranteed if you know what I mean. And when you walk into that door, it's such a freaky scene. And what did I see? The girls were wearing leather skirts and see-through jeans. I asked the DJ to tell me what was going on. He said, freestyle's having a freak-a-thon. Move your body from left to right. Draw your freak-a-thon from the rock. A freak-a-thon. Move your body from left to right. Draw your freak-a-thon from the rock. A freak-a-thon. And we'll be rocking tonight. So bring your body with you, baby, and I'll make you feel right. It's a freaky celebration of a natural kind. And the pleasure you'll experience will blow your mind. Now we're getting out tonight. Move that body from left to right. To all you freaks from the rock, will blow your mind. Now we're getting out tonight. Move that body from left to right. The pleasure you'll experience will blow your mind.
Everybody, you're listening to Shaziz Mad Science. My buddy Jeff Kelly out there, he said we got a radio broadcast on in Belena Town today. Tomorrow afternoon fundraiser, raffles, prizes galore. Sandy on Sunday. Check out Community Radio. Kelly, if you get an opportunity, send me a link and I'll pop that up in the chat room for you there, brother. anyway, sounds like they got something good going on there to help some individuals out. So if you get a chance to go over there and check out Community Radio, we also could put a link to Community Radio on Shazoo's Radio if it isn't already there. So send me a link, Kelly, and I'll get that done for you. Anyway, we were talking about everything under the sun, from thermoelectrics to corruption in the government to the ludicrous stupidity of all that is that the elite want to basically spew out on a regular basis. Heck, these guys can't even get a doggone budget together, man. I mean, in our households, in our own personal households, if we only got so many amount of dollars, then we only can spend so many amount of dollars. And so we have to have a budget, and we have to adhere to that budget. Otherwise, we get ourselves in a jam, and we lose our electricity, or we can't pay our bills, or whatever. Now, the governments of the world, they got like a credit card, you know, a credit card from hell. Hey, these guys can rack it up and rack it up and rack it up. No bother, because the people of the world will pay it, you know. So, you know, they're going on a spending spree, and they're leaving us with the bill. Now, wouldn't that be nice if you could just go out there and go on a spending spree and give someone else the bill? I would love to see that. Okay, thanks, Kelly. I got that link, and I'll pop it in Shazoo's chat room there. And we'll get some links set up for you, brother. Anyway, yeah, go check out. They got something cool going on over there, folks. And it's, I'm sure if Jeff Kelly's doing it, it's going to be a good deal. So anyway, here's putting a link in the Shazoo's chat room. Everybody, if you get an opportunity, go over there and jump on and check that out. It didn't really show up a very good link, but it's on there. Anyway, I'll do this another way so that I can ensure that I get it. So, yeah, the government elite of the doggone world, man, I tell you. Yeah, their track record sucks. You know, that's just, how else can you say it? Can you say it any nicer than that? The track record of the elite of the world, it sucks. We in the alternative energy community, for the most part, most of us are out there with good-hearted intentions, and we want to try to get something good going on, and we want to try to benefit society so that our children and our children's children can live a decent life without having all the craziness. I'm adding this to my favorites there, Kelly. So I'm trying to multitask here. I'm going to try to put this link in one more time and see if that goes through. Ah, it's in there. Just copy it and paste it. Take you over to Kelly's Facebook and the radio deal. First prize in our Christmas cheer draw. If you've yet to buy a line call into us from 12 to make sure that your name is in the hat. Yeehaw! Go get your name in the hat, folks. They got something really cool going on, you know, so check it out. Anyway, it's coming down to like the last 15 minutes of the show. I haven't heard from my buddy Cultist or Steve or Muddy Mudman. They must all be out there having a vacation, sitting underneath some big old huge sombrero, sipping through a 7-foot straw into a giant margarita underneath some shade tree or something. Anyway, tomorrow is the Knights of the Round Table. Everybody's welcome. Just by showing up in the chat room, you become an honorary Knight of the Round Table. And by coming on live, you become one of the honorable Knights of the Round Table. So if you want to be a Knight of the Round Table, come on live and sit around the table and have some coffee and some fun and some chats and share some good, positive, uplifting information and you know, make the world a better place, one positive pebble at a time. Here, pretty short, is Beverly's Hope Show is coming up, so I hope y'all stay tuned for that. And, you know, I hope that haven't bored you to tears with the show today. I hope that give you some good information, and the podcast will be up right shortly after the show, in case you're just tuning in and you happen to miss the show. So there's other podcasts up there as well from the old Knights of the Round Table and other mad science shows. So if there's one that you favor and you want to rebroadcast it, you're more than welcome to rebroadcast anytime you like. So with that said, okay, somebody was trying to send me a message there. Anyway, yeah, I don't know what I can say that I haven't said already. There's free energy out there for the taking. You just got to want to use it. There's all kinds of resources, and one of the best resources is the trash pile, man. People throw it away all day long, every day. There's folks over in Europe turning old plastic bottles into petrol, you know, and you can do a lot with recycled materials. You know, what you would think normally wouldn't be a good for nothing. You can recycle glass. Maybe you don't want to go through the hassle of separating the glass into clear containers or whatever, but you can bash them all up, melt them down, melt them into blocks, and make some really cool looking landscaping slash whatever out of it. I like ideas such as what they use in some third world countries. These folks take and they fill up bottles with water or vegetable oil or mineral oil or whatever, and use it to refract sunlight into their house and basically get free lighting for their house. So there's a form of free energy right there. And, you know, anybody can do it. You just got to want. You just got to want to do it. And if you have any ideas or any projects that you need help working on, you're always welcome to call me up. I'm probably one of the easiest people to get a hold of. Somebody always knows how to get a hold of me. If I'm not online, somebody can send people, my wife, a message, and I'll jump up there on, and you know, we'll talk on Skype, do a video call if you want, help you troubleshoot your idea or whatever. But don't just put all your eggs in one basket. Go out there and study everything. Study the Bedini motor. Study the Tesla coil. Study everything under the sun. Because knowledge is power. The more knowledge that you can put in that brain of yours, the better off you're going to be. And the only way that we're ever going to get out from underneath the thumb of the man or the electric company or any of the ones out there who are essentially making money at our expense. You know, these big companies going over into foreign countries and just trashing and polluting their environment, wasting away. But you still got individuals out there all over the world. Got Paul Watson over there. You know, he's out there trying to save the whales. You know, I'm not necessarily worried about saving the trees because I know that nature's in control. And, you know, nature's going to take care of what nature does. But one of the things that everybody keeps talking about is the economy collapsing. Well, what about an ecological collapse where, you know, you kill off the wrong species of animals and suddenly things aren't happening? You know, you got to have bees out there pollinating the plants for, you know, plants can reproduce and stuff. So if you ain't careful with your environment, you're going to trash it. You know, you kill off the important species of the world, and to me, I guess they're all important, even though I don't like some nasty-looking bugs. I'm sure they got a purpose out there. So, you got to be careful what you do, folks. Just use a little bit of common sense and a little bit of basic science, and I'm going to tell you what, man, you can't go wrong. We got wars and rumors of wars. We got plagues, famines, pestilence, and according to Revelations, you would think we are living in the last days of mankind. We got the Planet Xers talking about Planet X coming in, the alien folks talking about alien invasions. We got the pole shifters talking about the pole shift. We got World War III. We got civil wars. We got all kinds of death, destruction, doom, and gloom galore. But I'm like this, man. If you only got a day to live, you better make it a good day. And if you only got, you know, a few hours to live, you better make it a good few hours. And so instead of sitting around worrying about what is or what isn't going to happen to you, start putting some knowledge in your brain. Worst case scenario, you know how to survive. You know how to feed yourself. You know what foods are in your local environments. And you know where you need to be. medically and physically and mentally and emotionally and all that kind of stuff for everything. So, just live life in love, people. How else can I say it? You know, I feel like there's a better way to the world. I know that we can't be doing a worse job than what we're doing right now. The so-called global elite of the world, the so-called representatives, are still getting us into wars. They're still blowing stuff up. They're still killing people. They're still talking about depopulation. They're still poisoning vaccines. They're still doing all this kind of stuff. And this isn't no doggone conspiracy. All you got to do is read the label on any of the doggone so-called cures for whatever. It says all kinds of side effects in there, not excluding death. When I read the labels on some of the things, like, you know, medicines out there that are supposed to, like, cure baldness or cure impotency or whatever, you know, it just, you read this kind of this stuff on there, hell, the original disease sounds better than half the side effects. Where's the common sense and all that? Why isn't medicine listening to people like Dr. Royal Raymond Rife and using frequencies to kill bad germs and diseases? It's all technology that we have. It's no myth. It's not science fiction. It can be done. Just go back and look at the basic concept of the microwave, how the actual microwave functions and what it does to water, which is a dipole molecule. Anyway, it can be done. The technology's out there. My question is, why in the, you know what, are we not doing it? If these guys really gave a damn about us, they wouldn't be selling us medicine that says not excluding death on it. So with that said, try to find the natural cures. Try to find ways to grow your food that's not genetically altered. Try to find a way to protect nature away from companies like Monsanto, who really don't give a damn about your health. They only give a damn about the bottom dollar. And I'm almost willing to bet that if you go to their house and look inside their refrigerator, you will find absolutely zero of their products in that refrigerator. Because I'm sure that they're not going to eat the crap that they're feeding you. It's like you slop the hogs with one thing, and then you feed yourself caviar and pheasant under glass and the best wines that money can buy. So that's their mentality, is what they look at you and me as. Is we're the hogs, and we get the slop, and they get the gold. And all we got to do is keep our mouths shut, keep our head low, and they'll give us some entertainment like Nintendo or PlayStation or Wii or freaking Dancing with the Stars or cable TV or whatever. They'll give us drugs galore. They'll give us liquor. They'll give us everything under the sun to keep us dumbed down, occupied, stoned out of our gourd, drunker than a skunk. And as long as we keep our head down and we don't get caught doing whatever it is that they say can't be done, then all's well that ends well. But even after they gave you the drugs, they make it illegal for you to use them. Even after they gave you the booze, they make it illegal in one way or another. It's all there. So instead of trying to poison us and kill us off, why don't they just use some of the vast knowledge that they supposedly have, that they claim that they are more wise than the actual average Joe, and start benefiting society? Like, instead of sending a bomb over there, send some flowers. How hard would that be? Send some food. Send some tractors and some seed. Send them some water. So if you want to uplift somebody, if you want to give them freedom, show them how to live a good life. Show them how to live life in love. So with that said, I'm going to get on up out here with a song that I played before. Beverly's Hope Show's coming up, and I hope you all stay tuned. Peace and love, everybody. Take care.